James took her bag from her.
I have been meaning to ask, he said. This journey to the Duke's will be considered business and not leisure, correct?
Yes, of course. Why do you ask?
He grinned. To make certain I am paid extra when my wages come in. Perhaps a bonus is in order as well.
As I said, Vicky said hastily, this is leisure. Think of the fine food and drink you shall receive as your payment for our time there. Now, no more talk of this extra wages nonsense. This, of course, made them both laugh. They spent a great deal of time teasing one another, which helped the workdays pass, perhaps not joyously, but at least they were cheerful. Then Vicky found herself staring at his thick hair once again. Why had she suddenly become fascinated with it? And why would she consider the possibility of running her fingers through it? The door opened and a small head peeked inside.
Miss Parker? Oh, there you are, miss. I heard you be asking after me.
I was indeed, Vicky said with a smile. Percy, a local boy known to every merchant on the street, spent his days running errands in exchange for coin or food. And what have I told you concerning your hair? If anyone is to take you seriously, you must keep it tidy. Percy tugged on the ends of his hair that fell well below his ears.
I know it needs cutting. Mum says she ain't got the money to buy scissors good enough for cutting hair. And I've been saving and all, but I'm still a bit short.
He clutched his tattered hat in his hands and dropped his gaze. Forgive me. His innocence tore at Vicky's heart, as did his dust-stained cheeks and two small shoes so in need of mending, his toes poked out the tips. She squatted down beside him and smiled. There is nothing to forgive, she said. The reason I requested your attendance is that I heard it is your birthday. Is that true?
The boy grinned at her.
"'Tis true, miss. I'm 9 years now. Almost a grown man, like James.'
"'I have no doubt you will be as tall as me soon enough,' James said, ruffling the boy's hair.
"'Now,' Vicky said, "'I spoke with James concerning a small gift to celebrate this momentous occasion. A growing boy needs so many things. I found it difficult to decide what to give you.' Would a turnip be enough? She paused as if to consider the decision.
Yes, I believe a turnip would do nicely. Thank you, miss, Percy replied. I'll see that Mum adds it to tonight's stew.
He glanced around.
Where is it?
James laughed. Vicky, do you not think the boy has suffered enough? He retrieved the gift Vicky had wrapped in brown wax paper and handed it to Percy.
This is from Miss Parker and me.
Percy stared at the package as if it would bite him at any moment.
Well, Vicky said, go on, open it.
He did not hesitate a moment longer and did just that, tossing the paper onto the floor. Then he gasped.
A hat,
he exclaimed, his eyes widening.
And a new one at that. Oh, thank you, miss. And thank you, James.
He threw his arms first around Vicky, then James.
I'll wear it forever and never take it off. I'm going to show me Mum.
And before Vicky could respond, Percy was out the door. She sighed as she closed the latch. The smile on his face, she said in awe. The boy is so happy.
You are good to him, James replied as he gathered the paper from the floor. Your heart is as kind as your father's was.